This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces said Saturday that Islamic State has in fact been defeated at its final shred of territory of Baghouz in Syria. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
It took months of fierce fighting, but the Syrian Democratic Forces raised their yellow banner over the village of Baghouz Saturday, liberating the last pocket of territory held by Islamic State militants. Linda Robinson at the RAND Corporation says the SDF approached the battle in a deliberate manner.
Seeing all of these civilians coming out of hiding and out of these tunnels, there's been a real effort to avoid civilian casualties.
Yet many of those civilians continue to avow commitment to the Islamic State group's cause. And Robinson says IS has already made an alarming transition to insurgency.
They've been able to maintain a rhythm of attacks and casualties.
Something U.S. diplomat William Roebuck acknowledged at a ceremony in Baghouz.
We've been clear that the campaign is not over.
I'm Ben Thomas.
At least 1,300 passengers and crew are being evacuated off a cruise ship after it sent out a mayday call Saturday. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
Rescue workers in helicopters had to launch a high-risk evacuation of the Viking Ocean cruise ship's passengers and crew, hoisting them up one by one to the helicopter as heavy winds and high waves tossed the ship from side to side off Norway's western coast. Meanwhile, people on the ship still waiting to be evacuated posted video showing chairs and other furniture being tossed around and part of the ceiling collapsing on people. Authorities say the Viking Sky cruise ship sent out a mayday after running into engine trouble. I'm Julie Walker.
And officials in southern Afghanistan say at least four people have died and more than 30 people were wounded in twin blasts at an agricultural show marking the traditional New Year celebration.